Book 13, Chapter 15, How Antiochus, who was called Dionysus, and after him Aretas, made expeditions into Judea, as also how Alexander took many cities and then returned to Jerusalem, and after a sickness of 3 years, died, and what counsel he gave to Alexandra. After this, Antiochus, who was called Dionysus, and was Philip's brother, aspired to the dominion, and came to Damascus, and got the power into his hands, and there he reigned. But as he was making war against the Arabians, his brother Philip heard of it, and came to Damascus, where Milesius, who had been left governor of the citadel, and the Damascenes themselves, delivered up the city to him. Yet because Philip was become ungrateful to him, and had bestowed upon him nothing of that in hopes whereof he had received him into the city, but had a mind to have it believed, that it was rather delivered up out of fear than by the kindness of Milesius. And because he had not rewarded him as he ought to have done, he became suspected by him, and so he was obliged to leave Damascus again. For Milesius caught him marching out into the hippodrome, and shut him up in it, and kept Damascus for Antiochus Eucerus, who, hearing how Philip's affair stood, came back out of Arabia. He also came immediately and made an expedition against Judea, with 8,000 armed footmen and 800 horsemen. So Alexander, out of fear of his coming, dug a deep ditch, beginning at Char Barzaba, which is now Antipatris, to the Sea of Joppa, on which part only his army could be brought against him. He also raised a wall, and erected wooden towers, and intermediate redoubts, for 150 furlongs in length, and there expected the coming of Antiochus. But he soon burnt them all, and made his army pass by that way into Arabia. The Arabian king Aretas at first retreated, but afterward appeared on the sudden with 10,000 horsemen. Antiochus gave them the meeting, and fought desperately. And indeed, when he had gotten the victory, and was bringing some auxiliaries to that part of his army that was in distress, he was slain. When Antiochus was fallen, his army fled to the village of Cana, where the greatest part of them perished by famine. After him, Arems reigned over Celesyria, being called to the government by those that held Damascus, by reason of the hatred they bare to Ptolemy Manius. He also made thence an expedition against Judea, and beat Alexander in battle, near a place called Adida. Yet did he, upon certain conditions agreed on between them, retire out of Judea. But Alexander marched again to the city of Dios, and took it, and then made an expedition against Essa, where was the best part of Zeno's treasures. And there he encompassed the place with 3 walls. And when he had taken the city by fighting, he marched to Golan and Seleucia. And when he had taken these cities, he, besides them, took that valley which is called the Valley of Antiochus, as also the fortress of Gamala. He also accused Demetrius, who was governor of those places, of many crimes, and turned him out. And after he had spent 3 years in this war, he returned to his own country, when the Jews joyfully received him upon this, his good success. Now at this time the Jews were in possession of the following cities that had belonged to the Syrians, and Idumeans, and Phoenicians. At the seaside, Strato's Tower, Apollonia, Joppa, Jamhis, Ashdod, Gaza, Athedon, Raphia, and Rhinocolura. In the middle of the country, near to Idumea, Adorn and Marissa. Near the country of Samaria, Mount Carmel and Mount Tabor, Scythopolis and Gadara. Of the country of Gaulonitis, Seleucia and Gabala. In the country of Moab, Heshbon and Medaba, Lemba and Oranus, Gelathon, Zoron, the valley of Cilices, and Polo, which last they utterly destroyed, because its inhabitants would not bear to change their religious rites for those peculiar to the Jews. The Jews also possess others of the principal cities of Syria, which had been destroyed. After this, King Alexander, although he fell into a distemper by hard drinking, and had a quartan ague, which held him 3 years, yet would not leave off going out with his army till he was quite spent with the labors he had undergone, and died in the bounds of Ragaba, a fortress beyond Jordan. But when his queen saw that he was ready to die, and had no longer any hopes of surviving, she came to him weeping and lamenting, and bewailed herself and her sons on the desolate condition they should be left in, and said to him, To whom dost thou thus leave me and my children, who are destitute of all other supports, and this when thou knowest how much ill will thy nation bears thee? But he gave her the following advice, that she need but follow what he would suggest to her, in order to retain the kingdom securely with her children, that she should conceal his death from the soldiers till she should have taken that place. After this she should go in triumph, as upon a victory, to Jerusalem, and put some of her authority into the hands of the Pharisees, for that they would commend her for the honors she had done them, and would reconcile the nation to her. For he told her they had great authority among the Jews, both to do hurt to such as they hated, and to bring advantages to those to whom they were friendly disposed. For that they were then believed best of all by the multitude, when they speak any severe things against others, though it be only out of envy at them. And as he said that it was by their means that he had incurred the displeasure of the nation, whom indeed he had injured. Do thou, therefore, he said, when thou art come to Jerusalem, send for the leading men among them, and show them my body, and with great appearance of sincerity, give them leave to use it as they themselves please, whether they will dishonor the dead body by refusing it burial, as having severely suffered by my means, or whether in their anger they will offer any other injury to that body. Promise them also that thou wilt do nothing without them in the affairs of the kingdom. If thou dost but say this to them, I shall have the honor of a more glorious funeral from them than thou couldst have made for me. And when it is in their power to abuse my dead body, they will do it no injury at all, and thou wilt rule in safety. So when he had given his wife this advice, he died, after he reigned 27 years, and lived 50 years within one.